Johnny Hero, where great music lives. U105.
Yes, and our Linda is here.
Yes!
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Right, sorry, before, I know we're in your time here.
My time.
We asked the question earlier on, name something you do to make a good impression when you go for a job interview.
Wash your face. Wash your face.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there were eight answers here. Top eight. At number eight in the chart, wash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Whoa, it's the worst thing some people should be doing is be honest. Six, have a shave. Five, firm handshake. Number four, be on time. You'd be snookered. You would be absolutely gas cookered. Make eye contact is number three. The second answer was smile, right? And top answer, dress nicely.
See? I'd be snickered about that too.
Get your good suit on, that kind of thing. So, well done. Someone said be yourself. Whoa.
You don't want to show people yourself until they get to know you better.
Wait till you get your feet under the table and they can't sack you. You know. So, right, you've gone to see Out of the Furnace.
Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's...
I thought it was Into the Furnace.
Out of the Furnace.
Oh, right,
the
okay.
whole point of the film.
Okay, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know that much. Have you seen it?
I saw it last night.
That's always a bonus in our film review slot, I feel. the reviewers actually
and the thing is,
watched the film.
I could have gone to see a whole lot of different ones that I thought were amazing, but this one didn't get the best of reviews, and I really like Christian Bale. So
did you feel sorry for it?
I did, and I thought, I'll go and see this, and at least I'll be able to tell people the truth of what it's like, because a whole lot of times they give, wait a wee minute, what are you pointing to?
I'm pointing to the screen, can I play the trailer?
No, wait a wee minute, and a whole lot of times they give bad reviews, and I've loved the film, so I just thought it wasn't fair not to go and see
can
this.
Can we play the trailer?
Go ahead.
Out of the Furnace.
Into the Furnace.
That's a different film.
That's the one I've seen.
Right.
How much you loan you?
$1,500.
I ain't got that kind of cash lying around to bail you out.
Bro, you want to get a drink later?
Yeah.
And a liquid dinner?
You want another?
No, Rodney was supposed to meet me here half hour ago.
They haven't been able to find your brother. The people up in those hills. The only breed of justice. And it does not include us.
Please don't do anything. Me. You don't want to go there.
We're gonna get one shot at this guy. You ready for this?
Ronnie Bays' brother. I ain't leaving without him.
Oh ho, I ain't leaving without him.
Mm-hmm. You know? So Christian Bale is the older brother.
Right.
And I don't remember what the younger brother's called, except that he looks like Ben Affleck and George Clooney.
He's called Rodney Bays.
No, but I don't know his real name. I don't know his real name.
Casey Affleck.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's why he looks like Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that would give it away.
He's a double Ben Affleck.
Woody Harrelson is a bad pig in this, apparently.
He's a dirty dog.
Christian Bale's in it, Casey Affleck, Willem Dafoe's in it, and Forrest Whitaker. It's got a great cast.
I knew everyone was.
Bingo O'Malley's in it.
Lingo.
Never heard of him. Bingo, that's a class name. Bingo O'Malley. Zoe Saldana, Sam Shepard. There's a lot of well-known actors in this. Mm-hmm.
So some people have said that this film is really slow, but it's one of those old-fashioned type films. There's not a lot of talking in it. There's not a lot of action in it. But the bits...
Sounds great.
But the bits... There's a scene where the two brothers are sitting across the table from each other, and I can't tell you what the table is, but they're sitting across the table from each other, and for about 30 seconds, nobody says a word. They're just heartbroken for each other, and they just look at each other.
You looking at me, boy.
What's that like? Nobody
Did
says
you say
a word.
That about my brother?
Nobody says a word.
It's all set in... all these creepy hillbillies, who have their own form of justice.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Deliverance. Or do you remember Southern Comfort years ago when the wee National Guardsmen were torn apart by the local Ozark hillbillies, whatever
but
it was.
But most of the film tells the story just of the everyday life between the Christian Bale, who goes to work in a factory, and his brother, Casey Affleck, that I now know, who is just back from 3 tours of Afghanistan, and it just sort of tells you wee bits, and it's a bit like, do you ever throw a baked potato in the fire and you don't see what happens, but you just know it cooks, so you don't see all the ins and outs of what's happening in the film, but you're told.
I seriously, if you'd give me £1 million and ask Linda, how could Linda work a baked potato into this film review?
But that makes sense, because it doesn't show you actually every single thing that happens every single day. It just sort of skips over 1 month and then it's a couple of months later, but you know, because
it takes it for granted you can string the bits along.
Well, I was able to see what happened to the baked potato at the end.
Right. So it's these hillbillies who are baddies led by Woody Harrelson, and they're a crime ring as well, a bit of a gang. So his younger brother falls foul of them. He goes missing. They've got him, and Christian Bale ain't leaving town without him.
No.
That kind of thing. Is it like Death Wish? I mean, does he go
but
mad?
But there's not as much action as you would think, but it's just a real good old-fashioned film, and there's a couple of squealy bits which I
did. Did you stand up and cheer?
Yes,
and all
I clapped.
Get them! Get them! Hit him again! You've got him! Hit him! You've waited the whole 2 hours of this film to get the hold of your man now. You hit him! Stick! Woof! Stick! Is it one of those ones?
It was really good.
No, in revenge films, I hate it when they don't really take enough revenge.
You're really taking this partly, calm down.
No, but you know what? They'll go up and they'll go to him and say, and that'll serve you right, boy. And they walk away. No!
I know.
You got him where you want him. Hit him a good day.
Somebody shouting, do the right thing. That's not like you. And you're going,
walk
no,
away.
Dingo,
you know, like Carter the County, walk away. Be a better man and walk away. No, don't walk away.
Don't be a better
man. Hit him with a chair. Nobody did. He burned your house down and he killed your dog and he kidnapped your brother. And you're going to walk away? Sorry. Calm down now.
So I really liked this film. Really, really liked it. It's right. It's a good film, you know, because a lot of people go to the movies in the afternoon. I mean, a lot of people go to the movies and a lot of people go in their own afternoon. They're going to like this film. It's just, I can really enjoyed it.
Yeah, just the first review I read gave it, I'm just going to scroll down, 9 out of 10. So what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
An 8.5. Well, you know, we worry when it goes below 8.5.
I'm going to give it an
Did you go
half.
On your own?
I go on my own a lot.
Right.
Which is good. And everyone
sad,
in...
Sad. Sad. <life.
laughs> But everyone in the pictures, they were all on their own. There was only one couple who were together, the rest...
You didn't sit beside them, no?
No, so it's at the very, very back. But they're just scattered all around the picture. But the thing is, when you go on your own, people tend to sort of get together. They're not that far away from each other. So you don't feel odd. Going on your own is good. You feel really...
Weirdo.
Oh.
Weirdo. The Moose says it's a slow burner. Shades of the Deer Hunter. Excellent. See?
Did he like it?
Yep.
Yeah, I really liked
yes.
it. Yeah.
Well, the term excellent kind of gives his review away. But if he finishes with the word excellent.
I know, but I thought you just put that wee excellent bit in there when he mentioned Deer Hunter. I didn't think
it
was
an excellent text. Karen McM says, ask your Linda why she was on top of the table yesterday.
Because Kathy had a sore back. This is something that Jerry put on his Facebook. You can't do anything in here. People put it on Facebook. So I said to Kathy, I know what I'll do. And I rolled up a bunch of newspapers because you know that I'm not a doctor.
Is there a baked potato in this story? No.
So I rolled up a bunch of newspapers and we're rolling them across Kathy's back. I should say it helped.
What, I mean, like a bit of massage kind of thing?
Yes,
right?
But with a roll of newspapers.
Right.
But the thing is...
Where did you learn this?
Just
made it up?
Just thought it would work.
And did it help her sore back?
Yes, it did. But the newspapers kept unravelling, so it was a wee bit difficult to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I was on that. That's why we were on the table. But then we started laughing and it all went pear-shaped.
Right. And there are photographs of this. And did Dawn Egypt, Kathy, lie on one of the tables out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, when we finished after the antics out there, we looked... And the boss, Peter, was very, you know, sedate in his office. And you're in here, very sedate in your office. And out there, there was mayhem.
All kinds of madness going on.
And nobody noticed, which was good.
These two aren't ways. And,
see, before we go.
Go ahead.
People get in touch with me in the night shift and they tell me, you know, I'm sitting in bed eating a crunchy. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So I thought, foods that we eat in bed. I know people are going, you don't eat food in bed. Of course you don't eat food in bed, but maybe you're not well. So foods that we eat in bed.
Would, even if I'm really, really sick, I hate eating in bed because of the there's always crumbs and all, and then you're lying there going, crumbs everywhere here. What's going on?
So the worst, would you eat a Chinese in bed?
A Chinese? Not at all.
See, people go and says, I would eat a crunchy and a packet of crisps in bed, or hobnobs, or crackers. Or...
No, I wouldn't. Nothing that would leave a crumb somewhere, you know? So that's why I hate anybody else eating in bed, and you get into bed, and they're not even your crumbs. What's going on here? So do your listeners, you know, are they all the night owls get in touch with you and they're all sitting eating something in bed?
No, some people are ironing, some people are...
In bed.
Painting or, you know...
Right.
Painting the walls, you know, do different things. There's
in
whole,
bed?
There's a, no, not in bed. Right. There's a whole...
You wouldn't get much of the wall done if you're still sitting in bed. It'd just be a big semicircle over the back of the bed.
There's a whole different world out there at night. You know, there's people doing all sorts of things at night. You know, knocking.
Yes, and they listen to you.
Knocking down walls, and
I'm sure they're all the way. All the ways are for that.
Okay, so no eating in bed ever. Okay.
Are you on the night shift tonight again?
Yes.
I was going to ask you something.
It must have been a lie. Do you remember you were told probably, that when you were younger? It must have been a lie.
I'm going to ask you something. It's probably like, are you ways? Something like that. So, what'd you give it? 8.5 out of 10?
8.5 out of 10. Really, really like this. You'll like it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Back in the cage.